A 24-year-old man has been remanded in custody after he appeared in court charged with the murders of his two sisters and brother in Tallaght last Sunday morning. 18-year-old Lisa Cash and her twin 8-year-old brother and sister, Christy and Chelsea Cawley, were found stabbed to death at their home. Andy Cash, with an address at Rossfield Avenue, was brought before a special sitting of the Dublin District Court last night. Judge Patricia McNamara remanded him in custody until next Friday. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Andy Cash was brought by detectives from Tallaght before a special late-night sitting of the Dublin District Court at the Criminal Courts of Justice last night. The 24-year-old is accused of the murders of his 18-year-old sister Lisa Cash and his twin brother and sister Christy and Chelsea Cawley, who were 8 years old. All three were found dead at their family home on Rossfield Avenue in the early hours of last Sunday morning. Garda Robert Whitty gave evidence of arrest charge and caution. He told the court that he arrested Andy Cash just before 7:45 last night, and when he was charged with the three murders, he replied no comment to each charge. Defence solicitor requested a psychological assessment and solitary confinement for Andy Cash in custody, but the judge said that was a matter for the prison governor. There was no application for bail, as bail cannot be granted in the district court in a murder case. Judge Patricia McNamara granted Andy Cash free legal aid and remanded him in custody to appear again by video link at Clover Hill District Court next Friday.
In Britain, the newly elected Conservative Party leader Liz Truss will become UK Prime Minister today, after being formally invited by Queen Elizabeth to form a government. After flying to Balmoral in Scotland, she will return to Downing Street, where she is expected to address the nation this afternoon. From Downing Street, our London correspondent John Kilrain.
The day began with an early morning farewell speech by outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will now fly to Scotland to be received by Queen Elizabeth in Balmoral. He'll be the first British Prime Minister to relinquish his post there. The Queen cannot travel to Buckingham Palace because of health reasons. Then Liz Truss will fly separately for her own private audience. She will be appointed Prime Minister in a ceremony known as the Kissing of Hands, though no such actual physical contact will take place. Ms Truss will be back in Downing Street by 4 p.m. and will receive the nuclear codes. She will also be appointing her new cabinet. Tomorrow she'll hold her first cabinet meeting, followed by her first Prime Minister's question time. John Kilrain, RT News, London.
The Climate Change Advisory Council has called for swift and decisive action to support people and communities this winter by reducing Ireland's dependence on harmful fossil fuels. It has called for the rollout of home energy upgrades and the simplification of the paperwork required to access energy upgrade grants from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This will be one of the most challenging winters in a generation, according to the Climate Change Advisory Council, and people on winter fuel allowances and in the worst performing buildings must be protected. Its annual review also notes that greenhouse gas emissions are rising and calls for significant new measures to deal with that. The reduction in public transport fares, it says, should be retained and extended, and the government needs to ensure cheap loans for the purchase of electric vehicles. It wants congestion charges in urban areas as soon as the Bus Connect scheme is rolled out, and higher vehicle registration tax on petrol and diesel cars to discourage people from buying them. It also wants more timber-framed homes, for solar panels to be compulsory on all new buildings, and for the targets for onshore wind and solar electricity to be significantly increased.
Internet safety charity CyberSafe Kids is warning that young children are being exposed to vast amounts of inappropriate content online. Releasing its annual report today, the charity is calling for social media companies to do more to monitor harmful content on their platforms. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Figures contained in the annual report of CyberSafe Kids show that 95% of 8 to 12-year-olds own their own smart devices and 87% have their own social media or instant messaging accounts. Almost a third of preteen boys are playing over-18s online games. Over a quarter of children surveyed said they'd been bothered by content they'd encountered on the internet. 28% said they'd experienced bullying online. The survey also reveals that many children can use the internet whenever they want, with no rules in place at home. CyberSafe Kids is calling for greater vigilance and says that social media companies need to do more when it comes to policing harmful content. The charity is also urging the government to pass legislation that will meaningfully hold online service providers to account.
Police in Canada say one of the suspects in a mass stabbing in the western province of Saskatchewan has been found dead. 31-year-old Damien Sanderson and his 30-year-old brother had been charged in their absence with murdering 10 people and wounding 18 others. His body was found in the Indigenous community James Smith Cree Nation, where most of the victims lived. Miles Sanderson is still at large, and there are reports he may have been injured.